from computer geek to computer chic. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Working our way through another mediocre Saturday, it is the Data Doctor's Core here. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Matt Bauer. We take extreme length. We go to extreme lengths to bring you the most mediocre computer show on the planet.
That's right. We go above and beyond above the and beyond. Call of mediocre duty.
And if you want to see some of the mediocre offerings from today's show, check out datadoctors.com. Go to the radio show section, and you will see dozens, if not more than a dozen, links to great websites that we think you'll find interesting, entertaining, helpful, educational, and darn right...
mediocre!
Downright perfect in translating whatever it is you want to translate.
They're mediocre at translating.
Well, as we are.
Yeah, and so are the websites we have.
All right. Mediocre is the phrase of the day. So check it out, datadoctors.com. And if you like some of the information, if you like some of the stuff that we bring to you, and why would you, like our Geek Speak of the Week and that kind of thing, you can actually subscribe to our Mediocre newsletter, which will have a tip of the week, a shortcut of the week. In fact, what's our shortcut of the week this week?
Our keyboard shortcut of the week?
Yeah.
It's for tabbed browsing. It's Control Tab, I believe.
Yeah.
It switches between tabs in your tabbed browser, such as Firefox, Netscape, or...
So it'll go like from site to site without you having to...
Yeah, without you having to click on it.
And that works in a lot of different programs. So anyway, a little story about iris scanning in Florida airports. Anyway, it's all spam-free, commercial-free, all that stuff. It's the most mediocre newsletter on the planet.
That's right.
Datadoctors.com. we love it. Hey, let's have Carl tease the next segment.
Carl can do that, I'm sure, because Carl is as close to a radio professional as we are.
Carl.
Yes.
We're just going to have you ask your question, then we're going to answer it on the other side of the break.
Okay, sounds good.
Quickly.
Ask it.
Okay, I hear a lot about Firefox, the secure web browser.
Really quick.
And I use Secure IE. I just want to know your opinion of Secure IE, which is also a secure web browser.
Gotcha. Great question, Carl, and that has to do with how you interact on the internet.
Absolutely. Carl, sit tight for like 1 minute 27 seconds, plus or minus a little bit, and we'll answer that question and answer more questions and more issues and more things and more problems.
Something like that.
Talk more about cool websites.
We're going to talk to Carl about how to do online banking safely and which browser you might want to be using so that you can keep your ducats in your pocket.